Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Jafar Farah, founder and director of the Haifa-based Musawa Center, an advocacy group working on behalf of Palestinian Arab citizens of Israel. What are these shootings about? Gangs, business feuds, family quarrels?
You know that violence exists in every community almost, but what happened in the Arab minority in Israel is different. The amount of weapon that exists in the Arab community is a result of smuggling weapon mainly from the Israeli army. And it's used not only for family confrontations, but it's used mainly for criminal cases and businesses as a result of black market. The fact that the Arab community, almost half of the Arab community, 50%, live under the poverty line means that most banks in Israel don't give loans inside the Arab community, at least for 50% of the population. The need for the black market, it's a circle. It's like money that get to the gangs from drugs, selling drugs in the market, selling weapon in the markets. But they launder this money, they put it out to families, and they collect it by using violence. And of course, in the way, there is struggle between gangs on who control which area. And of course, Nazareth is the biggest Arab city, and there is strong struggle in Nazareth and also in the city of Umm El Fahim and the city of Rahat between gangs who will control the space of drugs, the space of selling weapon, and of course, laundering money. The gangs are united in every village and city. They have their soldiers, and of course the police is not the one that can fight these fighters that are sent by the gangs.
You are listening to Jafar Farah, founder and director of the Haifa-based Musawa Center, an advocacy group working on behalf of Palestinian Arab citizens of Israel. There is a lot of criticism aimed at the police. What are the community's complaints? Do the police have a sufficient presence in Arab towns and cities? Is there a lack of funding? Is it a matter of bad policy?
It's not a question of the police. It's actually a decision of the government. Until today, the Secret Service refused to take responsibility and fight against illegal weapon inside the Arab community. It's not only the fight against violence, it's the fight against illegal weapon in the Arab community for two reasons. One is a political reason related to the regional conflict, and the other one is related to the control policy. The Israeli government actually can ask the Secret Service to intervene and to allocate the resources needed to fight against these gangs and this illegal weapon. Just last week, there was a shooting between two families, two gangs in Rahat city. And immediately after police car was shooted, there was hundreds of police officers all over the city of Rahat. They were looking for weapon and illegal weapon, and they were fighting these gangs in Rahat for almost full week. The Israeli government can fight. They don't want to fight because it's an illegal weapon, because it serves this control policy. You know, you control yourself. You have gangs that control the streets. This is like control policy from one side, and from the other side, the extreme right wing in Israel is interested actually in violent confrontation between the Arab community and the state authorities, and they keep it as an alternative, as an option actually in the future. There was almost no presence of the police in the Arab towns and cities, but in the last 4 years, almost $500 million shekel have been invested. They created in recruiting Arab police officers, and having new police stations. The Prime Minister himself was in several Arab villages and cities opening police stations. But again, it's not a question of funding. The funding do exist today, of course, with in the police department and of course in the Ministry of Internal Defense. In the other side, there is a need to deal with the core, with the core causes of the crisis in the Arab community, which is poverty, which is lack of funding, without serious banking services that can give you grants and can give you loans and can give you possibility to fund financial projects, and also to enable you to buy a house or to buy a car or even to make a renovation in your house.
Jafar Farah, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.